Thank you for choosing another presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We pray that you will be blessed by the following sermon presented by Pastor Kevin Ramey, and that the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart.
Having faith in the power of God, that His power will do that which He says it will do. Today, we're talking about powerful promises for a new life. Say that to somebody. Powerful promises for a new life. An apartment complex in a certain town was condemned by the county's health department because it was unsafe to occupy due to being infested with mold, termites, rats, and roaches. There were holes everywhere. Holes that the rats didn't make, the leaking roof and termites caused. And the residents had to move out. But a new owner had purchased the complex, and he promised the families that he would fix the apartments and that they will be able to move back in. He made good on his promises, and the day that nobody thought would come finally came. The owner paid for all the residents to be moved back into their apartments. The media was present with reporters everywhere as 15 moving trucks brought the furniture of the 15 families that were displaced. Each apartment was fitted with the latest appliances, tile, carpet, walls, lights, and bathrooms. When the residents moved back in, the owner gave them a new rental agreement. And it went something like this. My name is Keith Brown. I'm the new owner of the Willow Apartments, and I have completely renovated all the apartments, and they are like brand new. You are guaranteed a safe, working, and efficient dwelling place. You shall not be awakened at night by the sound of rats running in your house. You shall not have to share hot water or electricity with your neighbor. You shall not have to wait endlessly for repairs to be made. Any appliances or fixtures that fail to work shall be repaired immediately. You shall not live with overgrown littered lawns and broken down walkways and fences. You shall not live in darkness or walk to your apartments in darkness. It shall be well lit, and you shall have working electricity 24 hours a day. You shall not have leaking roofs and moldy carpets and walls. You shall not have broken down toilets and faucets and leaking sinks. You shall not have overflowing sewers and blocked drains. You shall not live with drug users in your neighborhood or in your complex and drug pushers. Your dwelling place shall be drug-free. You shall not destroy the premises, appliances, or fixtures. And if you break anything, you shall promptly fix them. Remember the first of the month, for rent is due. You shall not forget your rent or be late with your rent, because I, your new landlord, have totally renovated your dwelling place with the best materials and appliances, and I have a long list, a long waiting list of families who would love to enjoy what I have renovated. Then the owner hanged a large sign visible to all. Under new and improved management. Under new and improved management. When we become born again Christians, we are under new and improved management. Somebody say amen. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17, talks about God's new and improved management with the Israelites. I would like you to turn there in your Bibles. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. Exodus is the second book in the Bible. What chapter did I say? Begin with what verse? Beginning with verse 1. And this particular passage of scripture contains what is known as the Ten Commandments. Amen? And we're just going to go through them. They are what God gave to the Israelites as he placed them under new and improved. Somebody say new and improved. Management. And I'm reading from the Good News Bible. Exodus chapter 20, beginning with verse 1. God spoke, and these were his words. I am the Lord your God who have delivered you out of Egypt where you were slaves. You shall worship no god but me. You shall not make for yourselves images of anything in heaven or earth or in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to any idol or worship it, because I am the Lord your God, and I tolerate no rivals. I bring punishment to those who hate me and on their descendants down to the third and fourth generation, but I show my love to thousands of generations of those who love me and obey my laws. You shall not use my name for evil purposes, for I, the Lord your God, will punish anyone who misuses my name. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. You shall have 6 days in which to do your work, but the seventh day is a day of rest dedicated to me. On that day you shall not work, neither you, your children, your servants, your animals, nor your foreigners who live in your country. You see, in 6 days I, the Lord, made the heaven, the sky, the seas, and everything in them. But on the seventh day I rested. That is why I, the Lord, blessed the Sabbath and made it holy. Respect your father and your mother so that you may live a long time in the land that I am giving you. You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not accuse anyone falsely. You shall not covet or lust after any person's house. You shall not covet or lust after another person's husband or another person's wife, his servant, his cattle, his donkeys, or anything else that he or anybody else owns. Under new and improved management. The Israelites had been in Egypt, for over 400 years under slavery, under a pharaoh, many pharaohs that just ruled them with an iron fist. And God delivered them. And he gave them his promises, powerful promises, to help them and to be truly free. It's one thing to take a person out of the country, but it's another thing to take the country out of the person. You see, when the Israelites left Egypt, Egypt had not left them. And God had to deliver them. And so he said, I am the Lord your God, the God who made the entire universe. I'm in charge of everything. There is absolutely nothing too hard for me. It may seem like a dirty work. Matter of fact, I was watching a program the other day, and he's talking about the filthiest work in the world. And he talked about individuals who had to do some jobs, the dirtiest jobs. Well, I tell you, there's nobody that has the most dirtiest job in the world than God. Because he had to come down to this world. He had to come down to knock on your heart's door and my heart's door, filled with sin, and clean us up. But he doesn't just to take, clean us and leave us. He takes Egypt out of us. Somebody say amen. Under new and improved management. Turn to John chapter 8 and verse 36. Not only God the Father is in charge of giving us new and improved management for our life, but so with Jesus Christ. And in John chapter 8 and verse 36, the Bible tells us, "Therefore, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. And so, if the Israelites had accepted God's promises as promises, they would not have wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Are you listening to me, church? You see, they said all that God said, we will do. They didn't have the power to do it. God made promises to them. He says, "I am the Lord your God. I delivered you out of Egypt. I delivered you out of slavery. Not only took you out of the country, but I took the country out of you. And these are my promises to you." And the same promises that God make to the children of Israel, he makes to each and every one of us. He says, "You shall not worship any other God but me." Now, see what Satan has done. He has turned that around, and he has somewhat made that suspect. And so he causes people to come up with all these theories, man-made theories, and he turns it around and he says, as if it's something we're doing for God. As if we're doing God a favor. Well, why doesn't he want us to worship any God that we choose? I mean, why should he be the only God? That's the type of questions the devil plants in our minds by raising up all kinds of philosophers and all kinds of individuals. And we live in a super age of knowledge and wisdom that goes by like the speed of light because of the internet. And we got to be careful by the things that we listen to and careful by the things that we watch, because we can be fooled just like Eve was fooled when the devil stood right in front of her on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and told her that she shall not surely die. Worshiping God is a privilege. Living for God is a privilege. I don't know anybody who would not want to work in a palace or work in the White House or work in some important place doing some important thing. But listen, when you live for God, when you are born again Christian, when you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ himself, you're the most important person in the world, and you've got the most important thing to do in the world. Come on and say amen. Hallelujah. It's an honor to be able to speak to the CEO of the universe. It's an honor to be able to speak to somebody who said, "Let there be light," and light came out of his mouth at 186,000 miles per second. It can go around the earth 7 times every second. That kind of God, when he gives me audience, when he says, "Come, honor me, glorify me," I fall down before him. I worship him. I said, "Oh God, have mercy on a sinner like me." And he promises to me that as I have taken sin out of your life, as you were once enslaved to the devil, you shall have no other gods before you. That makes me feel good. Because you see, even though I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, I was created in the image of God. It was a fallen image, but it was still the image of God. And I don't feel good sinning. I don't feel good worshiping any other gods. And when God tells me that I shall not worship any other gods, I tell you, my brothers and my sisters, I feel good. Young people, it's an honor to worship God. It's a privilege to worship God. Don't let anybody fool you. The devil is a liar. God promises we are not going to make any graven images or any statues or anything that looks like a man or fish or a sun or a moon or anything else. He says, no, I'm giving you full access to me. Glory, hallelujah. Don't you love the powerful promises of God? Whatever God says, he can deliver. Glory, hallelujah. If God says, I can have no other gods before me, I can have no other gods before me. He is God. There is none else. Glory. When God says, you shall not take my name in vain, it's not going to happen. Don't let the devil fool you. The devil likes to turn God's commandments into a list of do's and don'ts. We can't do this and we can't do that. It's not about what you can't do. It's about what God can do in you. One of these days soon, he's going to come and take us home. And we're going to be taking every single one of those powerful promises with us. Hallelujah. When God said, remember, I don't forget. Amen. He's the one who gives me the power to remember. And what do I remember? I remember he is the creator. I remember he's not just the creator of this solar system and of these planets in this solar system, but the billions upon billions upon billions out there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm always amazed. The more I study about the universe and about what's out there, I says, God, you mean you made all of that? And that you manage all of that, and I'm talking to you who made all of that. My Lord. And I said, Lord, somebody told me that if I took the size just of our solar system with our 8 planets, they thought it was 9, but it's only 8. And compare it just to the size of our galaxy. Just that, just our solar system. Does anybody have a quarter? Got a quarter? Any quarter? Come on, I need a quarter. A quarter. Simple quarter. Right here. Deke got a quarter. All right, all right. He got a quarter. See, right here. See the size of a quarter? If someone told me, if we were to compare the size of our solar system with our 8 planets to the size of our galaxy with billions of other solar system, it would be like comparing the size of a quarter to the size of North America. That's the God we serve. Amen. They said if you were to measure from one end of our galaxy to the other end of our galaxy, it will be a 100,000 light years. Light years. What is that? That's if you take light and let it travel at its own speed, which is the speed of 186,000 miles per second, that it will take 100,000 years to go from one end of our galaxy to the other end of our galaxy. Glory, hallelujah. So when that God says, I shall not, listen, I will not. Does somebody here believe what I'm saying? Amen, 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 amen. Glory, hallelujah. It's amazing. It's amazing how the devil comes. He fools the world. When God says, remember the Sabbath day, 95% of Christians has forgotten his Sabbath. A commandment that ties us to the Creator, tells us why he created the world in 6 days and rested on the 7th day. Don't you know that out of all the astronomical movements out there that has to do with our worth, that there's nothing out there that has to do with a 7-day cycle? There's something out there that has to do with a monthly cycle and a yearly cycle. Nothing to do with a weekly cycle. Who made the weekly cycle that the whole world is following? God. But yet 95% of who? Come on, 95% of followers of Christ have been deceived. The Bible says and tells us who they've been deceived by in Revelation chapter 13 and Revelation chapter 17 and 18. It tells us, but they've been deceived. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, our God. It was not created for the Jews. It was created for everybody. God says, respect your father and your mother. When you are a child and when you are adult, you ought not to speak with wrath and anger to your parents. You ought to honor them every single time when they have a birthday. I don't care how they treated you. honor them. That's a commandment of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God says, I shall not kill, guess what? I'm a born-again Christian. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. God has the power to fulfill that promise inside of me. He has the power to fulfill that promise inside of you. Glory, hallelujah. When God says, I shall not commit adultery, guess what? It's not going to happen. Why? Because of God. He's my God. He's my boss. As long as I keep my eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. When God says, I shall not steal, guess what? You can trust me. You can leave your pocketbook open. Yeah. Amen. You can leave it all anywhere around me. Glory, hallelujah. You can give me the biggest job in the country, earning the biggest money. Guess what? I'm not going to steal God's money. I'm going to return a faithful tithe and a faithful offering. Glory, hallelujah. Matter of fact, I probably triple tithe my tithe and triple tithe my offerings. Glory, hallelujah, because I only need so much money to live off of. Come on and say amen. When God says you shall not steal, you shall not steal. And my church, my brothers and my sisters, if you find yourself violating any one of these things that God says you shall not do or that which you shall do, you need to go down, go on your knees, look up to God and say, God, what's up? I know I was born in sin. I know I was born in iniquity, but you said you sent Jesus Christ as my redeemer. And why am I not redeemed? Why am I behaving like somebody who is fallen? Why am I behaving like somebody who's just not your child? God made his promises, but he gave you a thinking mind, a mind to choose. Hallelujah. And God has power to fulfill whatever he says he's going to do. Glory, hallelujah. When God says, I shall not lie, guess what? I don't care how juicy the gossip is. I don't care what I hear, I'm not going to say anything to try to get over on somebody. I'm not going to say anything to try to take advantage of somebody. I'm going to tell the truth. Why? Because I'm a born-again Christian. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and God says, I shall not lie. Amen. I don't care if I believe that Uncle Sam is taking too many taxes. I'm not even going to lie on my income tax. I did not hear you say amen. Born again Christians. When God says I shall not covet, guess what? I'm not going to covet. I've been redeemed. My heart has been transformed. It has been renewed by the transforming of my mind. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't care what you have that I don't have. I'm just not going to covet. Why? Because God says I shall not covet. He said I shall not lust. Glory, hallelujah. I get disgusted when I watch TV and almost every second advertisement, commercials out there having a half-clad women with showing all their flesh, showing all their way. Oh, my goodness, Lord have mercy. You see, the natural man wants to lust after that, but I'm not just a natural man. I'm a man with a supernatural God living inside of me, and he has given me a thinking mind. He has given me a wisdom and knowledge, and I realize what I see is not of God, and I switch the channel. Woo! Hallelujah. It's only a commercial, Daddy. But that commercial is filled with the filth of the devil. I'm not going to watch it. I did not pay to watch it. Hallelujah. And the kind of God we serve, kind of God we serve, he knows we're frail. He knows we're weak. He knows we're forgetful. He knows how we were born. He understands our nature. And he says, anytime you slip, anytime you fall, you've been forgiven. Just come, confess your sins, and claim your forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Powerful promises for a new life. You may have a problem with listening or watching the wrong music, movies, or literature. You may have a problem with going to clubs and parties. You may have a problem with gossiping about others. You may have a problem with respecting others and yourself. You may have a problem with abusing your body with smoking or alcohol. You may have a problem with abusing your body with drugs. You may have a problem with committing adultery or fornication. You may have a problem with being attracted to the same sex. You may have a problem with coveting, lusting, and pornography. You may have a problem with stealing from other people and stealing from God. You may have a problem with anger and losing your temper. Whatever your problem is, my God says, I am your God. I have taken you out of sin, and I've taken the sin out of you. That's why the Bible says, by faith are you saved. It is not of yourself, it is a gift of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 tells us about this new life, tells us about this new promise for a new life, this powerful promise for a new life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17 and 18, I read, it says, anyone who is joined to Christ, come on, what does it say? Anyone who is joined to Christ is a new being. The old is gone. Somebody say hallelujah. The new has come. All this is done by who, everybody? By God, who through Christ, somebody say through Christ, changed us from the enemy, from enemies into his friends, and gave us the task of making others his friends also. Powerful promises. Somebody say powerful promises for a new life. That's what we have. And if we can go to the screen right now, that's what we are all about. Living the powerful promises of God. Amen? Living the powerful promises of God. I tell you, saints, I am so privileged, so blessed. Amen. So are you. I was once living under a cloud of guilt, a cloud of shame, a cloud of somebody who's just less than something. But glory to God, God woke me up. God told me who I am. God told me who Jesus is. And the more I think about it, the more I said, Lord, how can you love? You, the CEO of the universe. You don't need us. Look how insignificant our planet, in our solar system, in our galaxy is. You don't need us, but you called me, redeemed me, gave me that Jesus, and says, you're now my child. I love you and I accept you just like I accept Jesus Christ. And so I can say, and any born-again Christian can say, let's say together, I believe in God the Father, in his Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Spirit. Amen. These are the next 13 statements that we're going to read. Are 13 statements that summarize who we are as believers in Christ. Come on and say amen. That's why I can say this. It's not of my own doing. I have no power to do it. All I can do is fake it until I make it. But the power of God through his Son allows me to believe all these 13 statements in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's read the next one. I accept the death of Jesus Christ on Calvary as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of men and women, and believe that through faith in his shed blood, men are saved from sin and its penalty. I believe it, glory, and I accept it. Hallelujah. There's nothing that the devil can do to me that God cannot undo. There's nothing that sin can do that God cannot undo. Hallelujah. A born-again Christian can also say, renouncing the world together and its sinful ways, I have what? accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and I believe that God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven my sins and given me a new heart, and I renounce the world, the sinful ways of the world. I have the powerful promises of God to be able to say that. How about you? Let's read together. I accept by faith the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's how I'm saved. That's how you're saved. How are we saved? Just taking on the righteousness of Jesus Christ. God says saved. 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 Anybody that's clothed in his righteousness, come on, say the word.
Saved.
Hallelujah. Accepted, I accept by faith the righteousness of Christ. Recognize him, recognizing him as my what? Intercessor. That's like an attorney. In where? The heavenly sanctuary. And I accept his promise of what? Transforming grace and a power. Somebody says power. That's that dunamis. Glory, hallelujah. That dunamis, dynamite, explosive power to live a loving, Christ-centered life in my home and before the world. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. I believe that the Bible is what? God's inspired word. I don't care how many classes I take at CSUB, at City College, or at San Joaquin College. I don't care how many people say that this is just another book. There are other books. This is just one other God. There are other gods. I believe that the Bible, with its 66 books from Genesis to Revelation, is the inspired word of God. And only a born-again Christian can believe that. And that it constitutes the only rule of what, everybody? Oh, my goodness. Faith and practice for who? Hallelujah. God says, I'm a Christian. That's for me. And I covenant. What does the word covenant mean? I agree. I use my mind. I use the power of choice. He even put the will in and the desire in me to choose him, but he still wants me to choose. And I choose to agree with him and to spend time how? Regularly. Amen. As a matter of fact, you're going to have to tear me away from the word of God. You're going to have to tear me away from my time alone with God because I got this appointment, that appointment, got here to go, there to go. I love my God. How about you? Huh? As a born-again Christian, I can also say, let's say together, I accept what? The Ten Commandments as a what? A transcript of the character of God and a revelation. Somebody say a revelation. Revelation of his divine will. Oh my goodness, the God, the CEO of this entire universe. You're going to hear that from me over and over again because I just can't get used to it. It just blows my mind. It's amazing, amazing grace that he would give me his powerful promises, his commandments. He turns them into promises for me. Hallelujah. They're a very copy of his character that I get to live, that you get to live. Huh? Stop listening to the devil and devil's lies and act like it's something we're doing God a favor. Oh, my Lord. Read on. It says, it is my what? Purpose by how? The power of the indwelling Christ to keep this law, including the fourth commandment. Hallelujah. Which what? Requires. It not only requires, but it celebrates the observance of what? The seventh day of the week as the Sabbath of the Lord and of the memorial of creation. Not only of creation 6,000 years ago, but of recreation in my life when I was 13 years old. Glory, hallelujah. As a born-again Christian, I can also say and believe, read with me, the soon coming of Jesus Christ is what? The blessed hope in my heart, and I am determined to be personally ready to meet the Lord. I'm not going to be getting ready. I am ready in the name of Jesus Christ, and to do all in my power to what, everybody? Witness to his loving salvation, and by life and word to help others to be ready for his glorious appearance. That's who I am in the name of Jesus. As a born-again Christian, I can say also, I accept the biblical teaching of what? Spiritual gifts. Glory to God. And I believe that the gift of prophecy in the remnant church is one of the identifying marks of that church. Hallelujah. So I'm going to study Daniel, Revelation, Ezekiel. I'm going to share that with my friends. Whenever there's a prophecy seminar here, guess what? We're going to baptize as many people as we can. Like I was just saying the other day, we have all our individual programs in this church. Everybody has a department. Amen. But whenever there's evangelism, somebody say evangelism. Whenever there's an evangelistic meeting, every program, every department, we all come together. Say, come together. We come together to do evangelism, and our task is to baptize as many people as we can in that evangelistic meeting. Amen. That's who we are in the name of Jesus Christ. As a born-again Christian, I can also say with me, I believe in church organization. Amen. I don't care who's the pastor. I don't care who's the president. I don't care who's the leader. Amen. I believe in church organization. I'm not going to let my views and my personal wants and my likes and dislikes get in the way. I'm going to respect whatever organization I join. Amen. It's a holy organization. Amen. It's a royal priesthood. Come on and say amen. Glory, hallelujah. And it is my, what everybody, purpose to support the church with my what? Tithes and offerings, my personal effort and influence. Listen, don't let nobody lie to you and say that you're doing God a favor when you return your tithe and your offerings. It's a privilege. Somebody say privilege. Because when I shovel out, God shovels in. But his shovel, guess what? How big is his shovel? How big is the shovel of the person who made the universe? Huh? How big is his shovel? I shovel out, he shovels in. It's a privilege, an honor to return my tithe. As a matter of fact, I say, God, is this all? Is this all you got? Come on, God, you can do better than this. And the more that I am trusting and trustworthy, he will put more in my possession so I can return more in the name of Jesus Christ. As a born-again Christian, I can also say with me, I believe that my what, everybody? My body is what? The temple of the Holy Spirit. Again, don't let nobody fool you. Amen. It's a privilege to have a body that's a temple of God. And that I am to what, everybody? It's a privilege. Honor God by caring for my body. That's why he gave me a mind. Avoiding what, everybody? Those things that are destructive out there. Those things that are advertised on TV. Amen. And when it comes on my channel, I change the channel. And when it's off, I change it back. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't glorify alcohol. They spend billions and billions of dollars to put the advertisement on. And when I see it, it goes off. Hallelujah. I don't care if it's Super Bowl. I don't care if it's NBA. Amen. And any child in my house, they have the sense enough to know they're going to switch that channel as well. Come on and say amen. Hallelujah. I believe by caring for my body, avoiding the use of that which is what, everybody? Harmful. Abstaining from all that is what? Unclean. From the use and the manufacture of what? The sale of what? Alcoholic. That's poison. The use and manufacture of what? The sale of tobacco in any of its forms for human consumption, and from the misuse or trafficking in narcotics or other drugs. A person who abides by that, lives by that, is a blessed, super blessed person. Hallelujah. I'm not doing God any favor. He's doing me a favor. Keeping my body clean, keeping my mind pure. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. As a born-again Christian, we can also say together, knowing and understanding the fundamental principles as taught by who? The Seventh-day Adventist Church. Aren't you glad God brought you to this church? Do you know you can be a member of any other church right now? Amen? But he brought you to a church that is following the whole truth and nothing but the truth. We have not arrived. There are still things that we're learning. But there is no other church on the planet that is following the Bible like we are following the Bible. Amen? You have other churches who have even branched off from the Seventh-day Adventist Church who are fanatical. and they are teaching things that are not in the Bible. They are becoming like the scribes and the Pharisees, trying to make themselves holy. Amen. I'm thankful that I'm a member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Glory, hallelujah. Let's read on. It is my what, everybody? Purpose, by the grace of God, to order my life. Somebody say, order my life. In harmony with these principles. I'm not going to forget what I did when I was 13 years old. Amen. I made a promise to God. I received and kept the promises of God. Amen. I don't care how long I'm in this church. I'm not going to use the principles and the doctrines of this church like yesterday's news. I'm going to count it as something valuable to God. As a born-again Christian, we can also say what? I accept the New Testament teaching of baptism by immersion. And I desire to be so baptized as what, everybody? A public expression of my faith in Christ and in the forgiveness of my sins. Somebody ought to say amen. Have you been baptized? Have you been washed in the blood? Amen. We're going to be making a call. We're not going to extend it long, but for anybody who wants to get baptized, either in the next baptism or the baptism after that, somehow you want to learn more. Somehow you desire more by the grace of God. And when we make that call, anyone who has not been baptized, anybody who is out of Christ and not in Christ, that's a call for you to come and give your heart to Jesus. As born-again Christians, we can also say what, everybody? I believe that the Seventh-day Adventist Church is the remnant church of Bible prophecy, and that people of every nation, race, and language are invited and accepted into its fellowship. I desire membership in its local church, a local congregation of the world church. Somebody say, I'm blessed. Yes, you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's what it's all about. Amen. Amen. That's what baptism's all about. Jesus Christ, when he came, he didn't have to get baptized. He had no sins to be forgiven. He came as the Redeemer. He came as the sin bearer. Hallelujah. Amen. But he did it as an example. He did it for us. Amen. Just like he created the world in 6 days and rested on a seventh day as an example for us. Hallelujah. The word baptism is from the Greek word what? Baptizo. It means to dip under water, to submerge, to make fully wet, to cover wholly with fluid. That's the word they used to use back there, the housewives used to use. When they would dye a material or a cloth or a garment in dye, they will have to submerge it. And they called it, they will have to baptize it. And so when Christians began to get baptized and baptized and baptized, you know, dipped underwater and dipped underwater, this says, okay, we can give them a new name, baptized. Amen. And it's stuck with Christians ever since. Somebody say amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Father, you're such a mighty, mighty God. We who are not even worthy to be even born in a planet that you've made. You brought us forth anyhow. And you saved us by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you. And Lord, saved people singing your praises. Safe people honoring your name. That's who we are. Living by the powerful promises of you, our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. When we fall, you pick us up. When we get tired and weary, you carry us. When we seem to have lost our way, you bring us back. And no matter how long, no matter how much sin inside of us, glory, hallelujah, you are able, you have the dunamis to root it out and turn our hearts and mind to love and honor you instead of the sin. And if somebody here agree with me, come on and say amen. 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 And amen. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another powerful presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We trust that you have been blessed and pray that you will choose to be used by God. As always, stay blessed by the best.